Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so very much for hanging out. And I'm just really tickled. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm really tickled about we got the handful of supporters that are really coming through and keeping us on the air. We've lost a lot of them, but you know what? The proud and the few and the hardcore, they're staying in there. I just could not thank them enough. But anyway, you know what? I've been having some second thoughts. Rand's going to be here next week. He's one won't do this Christian identity thing. I've been looking at him a little bit, the picture. I don't know, man. I don't know if he's one of them tribes. I'm thinking he might be one of them daggum Hebrews. I know what I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong there. Anyway, we're bringing on, folks. We're bringing on the bitter ender himself, the still bitter, more bitter than ever. He's coming on. So how you doing tonight? Still bitter, more bitter than ever, bitter ender?
Bitter, more bitter than ever. I've got all kind of things that got me riled up this week. I'm like Mad Max. It used to be on John Boy Billy. I'm so mad I can't even talk.
You know, I've been so mad I've been in tears.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things happening. One, off the top of the bat, the news media was bragging about their melting down the General Lee statue from Charlottesville. You know, Eddie, when we went up there to try to defend that.
Yeah.
And now they're going to melt it down and make some kind of medallions out of it. I actually have a suggestion. I would like to offer a suggestion to our black brothers. And I think what they need to do is, it's an equestrian statue, Lee on his famous horse and beloved horse Traveler. And I think what they need to do is lift up Traveler's tail and cut a section out of the rear end of the horse there and make a medallion that looks like the MLK or George Floyd or some or Al Sharpton or something like that, and they really wouldn't have to change it a whole lot. Just take the cut out the horse's rear end and put a little plaque on it and say who it is, and you got it done right there.
Yes, sir. I go with that.
Now, so you know, from something awful, you can actually make something good out of it.
Yes. Yes.
Something awful.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you brought that up, Gene, because that's what Sister Nancy wanted to lead off on tonight. But so, Sister Nancy, I know you and Gene had rehearsed for this and kind of got together. So
we
Nancy,
never rehearse. This is fly by the seat of your pants if there ever was.
Well, rehearsed for 13 seconds. But anyway, well, carry on with that, Gene, if you can. And because I know Nancy was wanting to talk about that, we couldn't decide when to talk about it because I know she's the first one that brought it up to me. So go ahead, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy,
and
whatever
Gene.
You want to throw in there. And, you know, the abomination that they're doing to all of our statues and melting them down and making, you know, graven images or whatever they're going to do, a golden calf or whatever they're going to make out of it.
Well, Gene, since you just came on, since Nancy, we've all been here, why don't you go ahead and lead off, because we need to work you back into rotation some before you get rusty. So why don't you go ahead and take off and old Nancy will respond back to you.
Well, that was what I wanted to bring up from news back over here on this side of the pond. The other thing that has really gotten me upset is this garbage that's going on, what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians. You know, that's war crimes if there ever were. And I forgot if it was Nancy or someone else that sent me that member of parliament. And I can't remember if it's the British parliament or the Canadian parliament. Anyway,
I think it was Irish. Wasn't it
Irish? Good.
The Irish have really been blasting about these war crimes.
Well, they
have. Well, he was saying you were so critical of Putin and attacking civilian targets in the Ukraine. Why aren't you upset about the Israelis attacking civilian targets in Palestine? You're so hypocritical. You know, that's and the hypocrisy of all this really just galls me to no end. The hypocrisy of our own Congress, those lapdogs for the Israelis. And it wasn't this Congress. It was several years ago that Benjamin Netanyahu, whatever his name is, got up before their parliament, the Knesset, and said, don't worry about the American Congress. We own the American Congress. And not one of those lapdogs stood up and said, hey, buddy, you don't own me. Not a one of
right.
them. And
right.
so that just proves what he said was true. They do own them. And the hypocrisy of the whole thing is, I've seen some of those pictures of the Israeli armored vehicles going through their wall to attack parts of Palestine and Gaza. So they can build a wall to separate Israel from Palestine, but we can't build a wall to keep the drug dealers and the child pornographers and the slave trade from coming across the Rio Grande into our country. And in fact, that worthless dirtbag in the White House orders the Border Patrol to cut the wire down so it makes it easier for the illegals and the drug dealers and bringing in children for sale and all of this, easier to get through the border. And Texas is trying to stop them, and Nutbrain in the White House tells them to let them come on in and stops everything that they're trying to do on the border to stop them. They had those big floats out in the middle of the Rio Grande where they couldn't get across it, made them take that down. So, you know, it's the hypocrisy of what we're doing in this country and what the Israelis are doing.
Gene, I want to ask you a question.
Does it have anything to do with math?
No, it's really it
okay.
Could
I might be able
math.
To answer it. Then,
it might have something to do with math. Do you okay. think that the American people realize that Gaza is surrounded by a wall?
No, I bet they don't, and that's something they don't ever bring up.
Do they realize that these people have to have permission to get out of Gaza? No, they probably don't know. Do they? I have said this all along, that I would dare to guess that 90% or more of the American people think that the so-called dirty little country of Israel has always been occupied by the same people who are there today.
Nope.
Which is really not true, because in 1948, the land was occupied by Palestinians who were they were Christians, they were Jews, and they were Muslims. And yet, in 1948, possibly as many as 600,000 refugees were created, and that is why you have a West Bank. It's occupied, which is full of Palestinian former refugees or grandchildren of refugees, and that's why you have Gaza behind walls, because these are former refugees or children or grandchildren of refugees created in 1948 and even before.
Yes. And they just moved in and threw them out in the desert. And every time the Israelis spotted a good piece of land that would be good for farming, they just decided the Palestinians had to move somewhere else. And they brought the bulldozers in, and they would just bulldozer their house literally down on their heads. And all they could do is run out the back door with the clothes on their back, and that was about it. And this has been an atrocity for years, but nobody wants to speak up and say anything about it.
Yeah, I would just like to add, Ms. Nancy, to your question. I'd say most Americans don't know about that they're fenced in, walled in over there. And furthermore, I don't think they care. As long as most of them are comfortable, they got the little sports ball events to go to, blah, blah, blah. They don't care because they have been brainwashed, what we was talking about earlier about the deprogramming, the demoralization. Most Americans have been programmed to think, as long as we stand with Israel, we'll be okay. That's how most think. So they don't care if it's a fence over there or not.
Well, Rand, I tell you what, I agree with you. That's absolutely true. And the reason that Americans think that way is they only get one side of the news. 99.9% of the Americans have never seen anything on Al Jazeera. And so ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, all these news media outlets are owned by the Jews. And so, of course, right. you only get one side of the story. And Hamas, if they do anything to strike back at the garbage that's been dumped on them, of course they're painted as the villains and that they're, you know, animals and they ought to be wiped out. And, you know, we go over there and how many wars have we been suckered into by the Israelis
absolutely.
Over there in the Middle East?
Absolutely. Totally
and
true.
They don't mind killing off our white boys, so they're protected darlings don't have to go out and do the fighting. So just irritating to know it.
Which is a high percentage of Southern white boys, I'd add.
Yes. And I hope Southern white boys will finally wake up after they've renamed all of these bases and they want to tear down the Reconciliation Monument there in Arlington.
kind of
wake up to us being used as cannon fodder to keep care of the rich bastards north of Richmond.
Yeah, sadly, I don't think they will, because they've already been deprogrammed, and most of them, even our young Southern white boys, don't really give a flip about Robert E. Lee. And I hate to say that. I wish I was wrong.
I'm afraid you're not wrong. I'm afraid they've been brainwashed, and you know, the long march through the institutions, starting in kindergarten and going all the way up through colleges and universities. They have. That's all they've gotten their whole life. For 18 or 24 years, it's just propaganda. That's all they've heard. So they don't know anything about factual history. They don't have any pride in their family members that fought to defend our country. They don't understand the reasons why we left. All they get is propaganda. So of course they're going to follow the lead of the Soviet Empire. The Soviets tell them what to say and what to think, and that's all they ever hear. So,
I have a question for you, Gene.
I believe, just like, and I'm sorry, Mr. Nancy, but I just want to make this quick point.
Okay.
That's just like Lives Matter and all. Like Eddie's always talking about the Southern Baptists. I think most of them, at least a high percentage of them, they could come and burn their own house down, and they'd say, "Well, we deserved it."
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It happened to Minneapolis, St. Paul. People, we got to go to a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hit that point briefly. Be right back, folks.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Dear Blood River Radio family, before we go back to Nancy, whoever, I know during the break we were talking about, and I think Gene needs to repeat this. Gene has a story about I was calling it a reunion of Marines at Quantico a few years ago. So, Gene,
2019.
Tell us a little bit about that, Gene, and what we were talking about during the break.
We had a reunion of our officers' basic school class, class 369, third class that graduated in 1969, had a 50th anniversary back in 2019, and a bunch of us went back to the Marine base there at Quantico where they do the officers' training, and they were very nice. They gave us a great tour of the base, and took us into D.C. and went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and then the Marine Corps, the Iwo Jima Monument there in Arlington, and then went to the Vietnam Wall, and then went to the evening parade at 8th and I Street at the Marine Barracks there in Washington. It was very nice. Something really hit me, though, when we were touring around the base there. Most of these young officers that were in training were mostly white, a few blacks, not very many. Marine Corps really never has had a lot of black officers. And then, but I would say 80% of the enlisted men were Hispanic. And after a day or so of looking at it, and they were very courteous, and they treated us very nicely, and, you know, they're very professional Marine enlisted personnel and NCOs. But it just dawned on me, what if the ship really hit the sand and the rotten government in Washington needed a force in this country to turn against the civilians in this country and start shooting people down in the street, and they don't have enough FBI agents or CIA or Homeland Security or TSA or something like that. They've got a ready-made force there of foreigners that have been brought in and given their citizenship to join our military. They have a ready-made force there that's well-trained, well-armed, and well-disciplined that'll say, we want you to gun these people down in the streets. They're having a protest out in front of the Capitol, and we don't want another January 6th. We don't want them all put that machine, put that rifle on full automatic or the M60 machine gun and just take them all out. Mm-hmm. And do you think that they would say, no, that's not, you can't do that according to the Constitution.
Yeah.
These people don't care about our Constitution. They came here from a foreign country. They're getting three hots and a cot, and they'll do whatever they're told to do. And to gun down a bunch of gringos, it wouldn't bother them for one second to open
and
up.
Don't doubt the leadership wouldn't order them to do it. I mean, I just brought it up last hour. The Israelis have already said to shoot the protesters over there that might be protesting against their actions against the Palestinians. And whatever Israel does, the United States will surely do.
Yeah, right. Because we stand with Israel. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to throw up on the TV. That's why we don't watch the TV. It might short out the TV. I am so sick of hearing that and these lapdogs in our Congress that go right along with it. And yeah, the other thing that galls me is say, well, Israel is our only ally in the Middle East. Well, if we weren't lapdogs for Israel, maybe we wouldn't need an ally in the Middle
East.
You're
right. That's right.
If we started treating these other countries over there halfway decently and stop backing Israel in every illegal act that they perform, maybe we wouldn't need an ally there.
Yeah, just treating them all the same. I mean,
Exactly.
Well, I think I asked this question in the last hour, but I'll ask you all this question. Do you think that the actions that are being taken right now by the satanic Jews of Israel will stop terrorism in the Gaza and West Bank?
Absolutely
no.
not.
They're creating terrorists.
Don't grow it. They create.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let me give you an example of that. I'll give you an example from in this country. During our war for independence, Missouri, the state of Missouri was trying to stay neutral. Now there was Yankee sympathy in St. Louis where they had a lot of Germans and over in Kansas City. But the rest of the country, countryside in Missouri, stayed, it's not our war. Let them fight it out in Virginia, Tennessee. We're not getting involved in that. Until Fremont and some of the Yankees put such a hard yoke on the people of Missouri, they created Confederate partisans and guerrillas all over the state of Missouri.
Absolutely.
They were the ones that created the Jameses and the Youngers all of the others that fought against them because of their policy. So, we can't even learn from our own history and see what's going on.
That's
the same
right.
Thing.
And, you know, what I
Wow, Gene, I never knew that. I swear I didn't. That's why we have, Gene is, Nancy the Bell Cow, Gene is our professor emeritus. I've seen more jewels of history coming out of your mouth, Gene, than I have from any history instructor I had in college.
Well, thank
go ahead,
you,
Nancy.
I mean, it's just common sense. You come in here and grind people, put your boot heel on their neck and grind their face in the dirt, eventually they're going to get pissed off about it. And they get to a point and they say, we don't care what happens. We're going to fight back.
Right. And you know what I'm proud of, although it really cost these people, many of these, the blood that was spilled in Missouri, because I've done a lot to study of Quantrell and the connections of Quantrell coming into Kentucky, but the blood that was spilt, and it was lots and lots of blood that was spilt by our southern people in Missouri. These people came from Kentucky. You got the Wattses, the Jameses, the Youngers, the Yeagers. These people actually moved into Missouri in the 1820s, and some of them were my ancestors.
Well, the people in this country are so stupid because the government wants them to be stupid. And all they talk about in Missouri and the Confederate partisans is Quantrell's raid on Lawrence, Kansas, and how they burned
deserved,
the town.
Well deserved, because they had killed women in the prison.
And that's what they never tell you.
That's
they
right.
never tell you that. Why? It's just like he was sitting around one day and said, "What do we got to do?" Well, we could play checkers, or we can go over in Kansas and wipe out everybody in Lawrence, Kansas. Okay, we'll take that option. No, that was revenge for the Jayhawkers coming across the border into Missouri and wiping out Osceola, the little town there. And they killed men. At least Quantrell just killed the men and boys there. They didn't bother the women in Lawrence, Kansas. But when the Jayhawkers came across and attacked Osceola, they killed men, women, and children. So that was revenge for that.
Well, another thing was the collapse of the jail in Kansas City, which contained the sisters, mothers, and daughters of the Southern sympathizers who were fighting. When the building collapsed, I have yet to find one Yankee woman who was ever imprisoned by the Southerners. But over in Kansas, they imprisoned lots of women. And when the prison collapsed and killed some of these women, that was a turning point in the Lawrence raid.
Exactly.
That was one of the turning points in the Lawrence raid.
Okay, and if the school system in this country would teach factual history, they could say, look what happened in our own country when people were mistreated and treated poorly and had war crimes committed against them. And do you not think that people in the Middle East have the same basic desire for revenge or justice that our own people had? You know, why are all of a sudden the Arabs and the Muslims and the Palestinians the bad guys? Because they want revenge for what's been done to them since the 1940s. So why are they all of a sudden the bad guys that want revenge for what's been thrown down, pushed down their throats, and like I said, had a Israeli boot heel on their neck and grinding their face in the dirt?
Yeah, 1948, the Palestinians was disarmed. So let that sink in just a second, everybody. With all the gun control and gun confiscation and all that goes on now, yeah, I mean they were disarmed in 1948.
Well, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Rand.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to throw that in there. But I would like to say this. Just think for a moment about what's going on over there right now with those Palestinians. And I know we've covered it pretty good. But they can't even grieve. They don't have time to grieve for their lost ones. They don't have time to grieve and have funerals for their lost ones. They're under constant bombardment. I mean, it's a all-out hell over there for those people right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's,
and it's sad.
They turned their whole country into a war zone. That's it. And it's just like, it's like the way we conduct war. I mean, you know, we firebombed Dresden and Hamburg, and they were civilian targets. And it's the same thing that's going on now. And then, you know, even before they dropped the atomic bomb on Japan, they were using raids with incendiary bombs to burn the Japanese out.
Y'all, we got to go to a quick break. But you know what, Gene? Everything we've been talking about, it all has a common denominator. It's really nothing has changed under the sun. We'll be right back, folks, after this quick break.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. The manhunt for the mass shooter in Maine, over.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found. I'm Tim Berg.
A moment of silence after the names of the 18 victims read out loud at a news conference.
Joseph Lawrence Walker, 57. Aaron Young, 14.
Detectives say he murdered 18 people at a bowling alley and at a bar. This Saturday morning, the Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. It's believed many being held in a spiderweb of tunnels below ground and possibly below a large hospital in Gaza. Mark Regev, senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, telling Fox News the IDF is beefing up operations to wipe out the terrorists. This the result of the bloody and ruthless attack on October 7th, murdering Jews, shooting and killing them at a festival and at a kibbutz, and then taking hostages. In other news, U.S. military jets striking Iran-linked sites in Syria after 20 attacks on U.S. forces in the Middle East in the past 10 days. Two F-16s hitting the locations in eastern Syria near the Iraq border. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin saying in a statement, "The United States will not tolerate such attacks and will defend itself, its personnel, and its interests." 21 U.S. soldiers have been injured. One contractor had a heart attack and passed away. 900 members of the U.S. military have been deployed to the Middle East. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Thank you, dear Blood River Radio family. Thank you so much for holding on. Listen, we're going to go back. What I'm going to do, I was getting ready to take some medicine, y'all, but hang on. What we're going to do, we're going to go back, double back a little bit. In 1947 and 1948, especially 1948, the Jews under supreme military, they had supreme military power in the Middle East. And we said this earlier in the first part of the show, they destroyed from 250,000 to 600,000 of those poor Palestinians. They drove them out of their houses. They burnt their houses. They raped their women. And during that time, this guy, Menachem Begin, the father of terrorism in the Middle East, and when he was being interviewed one time, and I'm going to get ready to get rid of this, go back to our guys. When they interviewed him, he was being interviewed, and they said he was the father of terrorism in the Middle East. He said, "Oh no, the father of terrorism in the entire world." And when he's talking about, he didn't exactly allude to it. But if you look at the Twin Towers, if you look at Oklahoma City, there with the Murrah Trader Building, if you look at all these, look at me and Gene's War, the Gulf of Tonkin, look at the Fair, look at the Lusitania in World War One. With that, we're gonna go right. Go ahead, Gene, take off on that if you don't mind, brother.
Yeah, if you're talking about a country that has been built on war crimes and false flags issue, the United States holds a record for that. I mean, they've retired the trophy. I think you have to win that trophy 3 years in a row to keep it. They did that in the first 3 years. You look at all the wars that we started with a false flag issue, like the reason we wanted to invade Mexico to take away Arizona and California. There were rumors about gold in California and silver in Arizona, and they brought up this false issue about the where was the southern border of Texas going to be, the Rio Grande, or I think it's the Brazos River. And they deliberately sent American cavalry down there to start an incident with the Mexicans, and they did, and that was our reason for declaring war on Mexico, not so much to get that little 200-mile strip of desert, but to go into New Mexico, Arizona, and California and take those. That's what they wanted to get. And then, of course, Lincoln started one of the worst false flag wars in the history of the highest losses of any war in this country, claiming that the Southerners at South Carolina were starving out the garrison at Fort Sumter, and they had to send a supply fleet down there. And that's a lie. They were going in the Charleston every day to the market and getting supplies. Lincoln said he needed a war and he needed to goad the South into firing the first shot, because he knew they would never come back on their own. So that, you know, the Lusitania, or back it up to the explosion of the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor, and they proved that explosion came from the inside out. And you know, any reasonable person would say, why would Spain pick a war with one of the most powerful countries on the planet? I mean, what would Spain gain from that? But we wanted to take Spain's colonies away from them. We wanted Cuba, we wanted Puerto Rico, we wanted the Philippines, and we wanted to be an international power and have an imperial nation just like the British and French and Germans and everyone else. So we picked a weak sister to attack in Spain. They were a declining empire, and you know, it's like a bully on the playground is going to pick on a little kid to make him look tough. So that's exactly what we did in the Spanish-American War, and then got goaded into another war war in Europe in the First World War, and suckered into another war in World War II. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. These bully countries have always got to manufacture some false flag issue to justify their invasion of a weaker country, or a country they want to take their territory away from, or they want to take their oil away from them, or they want to take their foreign colonies away from them, or whatever the phony reason is. History repeats itself. And we don't teach people history in this country of what actually happened. We teach propaganda. And I was one of the worst at it. I believed all this nonsense when I was in high school and, you know, joining the military, and, oh, we're going to stop the spread of communism in Southeast Asia. And, you know, it was a war to make money. That's all it was. They could, the political whores in Washington could care less about the Vietnamese. It was just a way to make a ton of money. And I've heard a lot of people say that's why Kennedy was killed. They had him assassinated because he wanted to get us out of Vietnam. And all of these big government contractors, they were going to lose a ton of money. And Lyon Linden had ties with all of them. So, you know, that's... they had to shoot him and get him out of there. So,
yes,
I was not a great fan of the Kennedys and what they did at Ole Miss and Alabama, and how they destroyed our schools down here.
Yes.
And of course, they didn't have to bother with integration. They ran back to Hyannisport and lived out their lives on their palatial estates. So, but they're always good to tell the peasants how the peasants have to live. So anyway.
Oh, right.
So anyhow, but you know, and then this whole thing is repeating itself again in Palestine and Israel. And of course, if you say anything about historical facts and the points that y'all have brought up, that you keep treating people like dirt and attacking them and knocking the buildings down over their heads and killing off their civilians, their family members, of course you're going to create terrorists. I mean, any fool could tell you that. No, that's going to happen. But we think that, you know, Hamas just picked a name out of the hat, and it happened to be Israel, and said, okay, we're going to go attack Israel. I mean, they could have picked out Russia, or they could have picked out Canada, but they just happened to pick out the name Israel, so we're going to go attack Israel for no good reason. You know, well, we're just going to do it anyway. But no, they've had plenty of reasons to get revenge and get back at what the Israelis have done to them.
Well, one of the Jews came out. Of course, they want to kill us all. But one of the Jews recently came
out on
one of these YouTubes and said that since we Europeans, and this was what he said, since we condoned the bombing of Dresden, then they didn't see any reason why we couldn't kill all of the Palestinians, why they couldn't kill all of the Palestinians because of what we did to Dresden.
He's telling the truth.
Yeah. Well, he may have hit a good point there. You know, where do we have, how can we stand on our holy ground and condemn other people for what they're doing, whether it's Hamas or whether it's the Russians going into Ukraine? How can we condemn them and what we did to Dresden and Hamburg and starving all those German prisoners at the end of the war and, even forbidding German civilians from throwing bread over the barbed wire fences to them? They actually shot German civilians. They were trying to feed these boys. They were out in the open with no toilet facilities, no cover from the elements, and people just would go by and throw a loaf of bread over the fence to them and then wind up getting shot for it. So where are we on such high ground that we can condemn what the Palestinians or Hamas or Hezbollah or Al-Qaeda or any of them are doing to exact revenge on what's been done to them?
Right.
It's just such an obvious double standard. But in this country, the news media is controlled by the Jews, so you're only going to get one side of the story. I did open some people's eyes this week. I went out to Texas to visit my brother. My cousin moved out there, same area, to get away from Cobb County, Georgia. He said that the blacks are moving out of Atlanta, and they're destroying Cobb County and Gwinnett County up north of Atlanta. It's just like a swarm of locusts coming in and just destroying it. So they had to sell their house and get out of there while they could still get something for their house.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, everything that was on the news, of course, is about Israel and Gaza and all that. And I told them the story about the USS Liberty, and they just sat there with their jaws hanging open. They had never heard of it, never heard what happened. And they were in shock when I told them what happened after the attack, how our own United States Navy and United States government turned on those crew members from the Liberty and threatened them with court-martial and prison time and all that they did to try to cover that up and keep it secret, and bringing when they brought the crew back to Norfolk, splitting them up and sending them to duty stations all over the world so you couldn't get two people together and say, hey, did you see what I saw? Heck yeah, I saw what you saw. This is what happened. So, you know, they were just dumbfounded that our own government would do something like that in coordination with the Israelis to sink an American ship, put it on the bottom of the Mediterranean with all, what was it, 294 sailors and Marines on there?
You're absolutely right. There was you know what? That was the ship suffered. That was the first time in history, Gene, that an United States Navy ship was ever napalmed. They were napalmed by the Israelis. Yeah, there was like something like 194 casualties. I didn't know how many dead, but you're absolutely right. Hey, we'll go back to that soon. We come back to this break. Be right back, folks. Got to go to a quick break.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Attorney Jason Rupp, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're right back, and I agree with Rich. Rich 6 texted in and said that Gene was on a roll, and yes, you're right, Gene. June 8th, 1967, Israel forces attacked USS Liberty. They killed, you're right, 34 American servicemen, wounding 171 others. And it was the only, I think there was the most highly decorated ship in the history of the United States Navy, the only ship in the history of the United States Navy where it was ever napalmed. And our own United States government didn't give a hoot in hell about that. Back to you, Gene.
No, not only did the government not come to their aid, when they finally had a sailor that shinnied up the one of the few masts that was left, that's one thing the Israelis did. They went after their communications equipment first, strafing that part and bombing and napalming the deck to knock it out so they couldn't call for help. And one of the sailors shinnied up the mast with a wire and rigged up a homemade radio antenna, and they radioed the fleet, which was 500 miles away. And you tell me that ship, the Liberty, wasn't set out there by itself to just be a target for target practice. And they launched aircraft from the two carriers, and they were headed across the Mediterranean, afterburners on, throttle all the way down to the floor, and pushing the throttle through the floor, if they could get it that far, to come to the rescue of an American ship, and they were called back. And they would say, are you sure, is that right? Is that the order? I can't hear that. I can't understand that. And one of them kept going, and it was finally orders from Lion Linden himself that got that one plane turned around and brought back to the carriers. So don't tell me that was wasn't a collusion between Lion Linden and the Israelis to sink that ship. Reason being, if it went to the bottom and took the entire crew down, then they could claim that the Egyptians had done it. And
That's
we
exactly
would
right.
be drawn into a war against Egypt alongside Israel. And once again, American boys getting slaughtered and butchered and crippled to fight Israel's war for them. But sailors on there were tough enough and resourceful enough to keep that thing afloat. And we were talking about the air attack for 2 hours. That didn't work. So then they sent out four torpedo boats and fired four torpedoes. Three of them missed, but one of them hit it in the, I believe it was the starboard side, and blew a hole in the side of the ship that was 30 by 40. And that thing started to roll over on its starboard side. And of course, what they do, you know, they know what to do. They close off the compartments. And the people that were still in those compartments below the waterline were just sacrificed. Sorry, you're going to have to drown to save the rest of the ship. And so they finally got that thing limped out of there. And Eddie, correct me, was it Cyprus or Crete where they went to the Navy base there and got it repaired? And then
you got me
to stop.
I believe it was Crete, Gene. I have to look that up, but I do believe her. I think it was Crete.
But they patched up all the holes, repainted it. And then they threatened those sailors on board that ship. If they talked about what happened, they would be court-martialed and they would be sent to federal prison
yes,
for the rest of
or
their
worse.
Life. Yeah, or
said, or worse.
Yeah,
they most certainly
so
did.
That's when that thing limped back into Norfolk, which is their home port. They split that crew up, and they even threatened their families.
Yes,
their
they
families
did.
Talked about. Yeah. And you know, so they split that team? Crew up. Huh?
I was going to say one more thing. You're on a roll. I don't want to interrupt you. Could you imagine the Navy brass in the high-ups in the government forced those poor sailors, some of them 18, 19, 20 years old, but even though the age doesn't matter, made them go down in the hull of the damn ship and get the bodies that had been dead for days and bring their own sailor, their own shipmates up, pieces of bodies, an arm here, an arm leg there, a head here. That just upsets the hell out of me. Go back to Eugene.
No, that's true. You're exactly right. And as gross as that is and gruesome as that is, I think the American people need to hear that.
Yes,
know
they do.
What our own country did to our servicemen. And that was John McCain Sr. Mm-hmm. and McNamara and Lyon Lyndon Johnson. It went
sure
all the way to
was.
The top. All
sure
the way
as
to
hell
the top.
Was. Yeah. You know, I got to say this one more time. I'll say this a whole lot, but that's thing got me riled up. God forbid, God only forbid there's another U.S. Liberty in this Israeli thing we've gone over there. But I hope and pray if there is another USS Liberty, the casualties that bad, I hope that when they have to go down there and get those arm here, a testicle there, a leg there, and get all those bodies in a couple of bags, I hope they take them over to one of these Judeo-Christian churches and dump the body parts out on the porch and say, here y'all, mom and popper, here's your kids. Now, we don't know which is which, but just get your sorry butts out here together and put them together. And you know what? We don't care that we kill these people because they're just a bunch of goyim, and we don't care that you care because we know that you worship us. You worship us. We're your God. You worship Jews. You worship Israel. We control your media. We control your politicians. So go to hell. We'll do it again if we get ready, and you're not going to do a damn thing about it. So back to you, Gene. I'm sorry. I'm getting riled up, buddy. Go ahead, Gene.
I couldn't tell that, Eddie. I really didn't. I thought you were Mr. Calm.
Yes, sir. No,
but it is infuriating to know that your own country would do that to your service personnel. And you get in an honest war and you're fighting, you expect to take casualties. That just happens. And then when you go back and look at these false flag issues that drug us into these wars,
yes.
And how many young men have been killed and families lost their father, their husband, their sons, and had people crippled up for the rest of their life, you just lose your faith in the government. It really is. And people say, well, you hate America, don't you? You hate America. No, I don't hate Americans. I hate the American government and what
Bingo.
It's done and the
Bingo.
Control of it. And they go, well, if you don't like America, why don't you leave? And I say, why weren't you paying attention in history class? We tried for 4 years to leave. We killed over 390,000 of you obnoxious Yankees and maimed and crippled and another 200,000 and put a gun to that lying dictator of yours and blew his brains out all over his crazy old lady who was crazy because he infected her with syphilis. And if that's not trying to leave, what is trying to leave? So you wouldn't let us leave. We're here.
Where else would you go? They're bombing every country on the face of the earth.
We tried to leave. 13 states tried to leave. And you forced us to be in your rat crap country at the point of a gun. So, no, I'm not loyal to the government. You know, it's run by criminals. Always has been, always will be.
So, yes, it will.
But anyway, sorry to get off on that road. But,
oh, you were on a roll. We couldn't let you go. We couldn't get you off that road. And, you know, earlier, Rand mentioned something about if Putin was to be, what the Israelis are doing to the Jews or doing to the Palestinians, didn't say a word about damn Putin going into the Ukraine. But you know what? I'll submit to y'all that if Putin was wearing a yarmulke and had a good Star of David around his neck, they wouldn't say a damn word about that. What do you say about that,
no,
Nancy?
Of course not. Huh.
Right.
No.
Totally agree.
No, they would excuse that, make all kind of excuses for that, and bring up stories. See, here's the thing. I don't trust anything our media says. And
oh, no.
They said at first that there was a possibility that the Israelis hit that hospital with an airstrike and killed, 500 people in that hospital?
You think it was a possibility?
Yeah. And then, no, it was a Hamas missile that misfired or fell short or something. That was the phony baloney story we got on TV. So I don't believe anything the TV says until I get a chance to read Chronicles Magazine or the American Free Press or the Sovereign or some other news source besides the prostitutes and the mainstream media, everything they tell me, I immediately think just the opposite. And that whatever they're telling us on TV, national TV, is a lie. And then I'm automatically going to take the opposite side until I can read somewhere else in an independent news source to find out what actually happened. That may take a week or a month, but most of the time, these independent news sources are correct and are proven correct. And the mainstream media just drops the story and moves on to something else, a news flash about the Kardashians or, you know, something, you know, really important that we need to be involved in. So
you got that. But those Kardashians, they can, you're right there, Gene. They can always fall back on little dadgum Kardashians.
Oh, that's the news story. Yeah, that'll, you know, if the whole world is ending and atomic bombs are blowing up everywhere else, well, the Kardashians are okay.
So. Got that right, buddy. Got that right.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit sarcastic, but it's not far off the truth.
Some it's ridden.
Stuff that they come up. Oh, the worst crime is, though, forget about the war in the Middle East or the Ukraine. They're dragging President Trump into court for another trial, and he said something bad about that goofball district attorney. So we're going to fine him for telling the truth about that nutcase. So anyway, mm-hmm. Have you noticed something about that? While we're off on this rabbit trail, all of these people that are filing these charges against Trump in Georgia, in D.C., in New York, are all fat black women.
Yes.
Now, I don't have anything against women, and if women have put on a few pounds, that just happens. But fat black women are all of the ones that are bringing these charges against Trump. And I'm assuming they were put into power by Soros, whose real name is Schwartz. And, you know, if you talk about an enemy to this country, there's an enemy right there. And he's worse than 10 billion illegals coming across the border. And what he's done to this country and the judicial system in this country. But, yeah, I just observed that the other day when they had this nonsense going on in New York. And, oh, gosh, the TV was on at 4 o'clock in the morning showing black SUVs parked outside that were going to take Trump to court that day. They thought that was the biggest story that ever came down the road. And they, no matter what the news was, anything else, you know how they always had that little square over in the corner that something covers two stories at a time. And we had to sit there and look at a black SUV parked outside a building for about an hour and a half. And that they just couldn't wait to see President Trump come out and get in that and go to the courthouse there in New York. So
no, you're right. You're right. If the Red Chinese was a nuke D.C., they would still work old Trump in there some kind of a way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He owned the plane that the China, or he owned the missile that the Chinese flew over here or something like that.
I tell you what disappointed me, that Sydney, what was her name, Sydney Powell, the woman attorney in Georgia, she kind of turned on Trump. I thought she'd go down like a pit bull, but she kind of like, she was crying, saying she's sorry. What was her last name?
Well, look what they're doing, Eddie. They took these people that they're snatching off the street from January 6th. They're putting them in a gulag in D.C. They're beating the people. They're keeping them locked up in solitary confinement, or they put them in a jail cell where they can get attacked by a bunch of these feral blacks, which is about 90% of the jail population in this country.
That's right.
And, you know, for basically nothing. Now, some of them, yeah, they did break down the doors or something. Well, I think it's the FBI that broke down the doors. That's what I think, or their plan that did that.
I agree with that.
Gina Ellis was the one that cried. Rich just tuned in. Her name was Gina Ellis. That broke my heart to see her crying like that. She was a pit bull, but they can break any of them like that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, people would
run to down that road.
Yes. People, we come to the end of the hour, and I'd like to remind everybody, I'll be gone next week. But thank you so much, Gene and Rand and Nancy and Mark was on earlier. Thank you, Miss Teenage America, a.k.a. Lizzie. Thank you, dear Blood River Radio family. We'll see y'all, our Blood River Radio crew. We'll see y'all next week. I have no idea what they're going to do. Got a half of an idea, but whatever they do, I'm sure it will be good. And keep me in your prayers that I'll finish that New York Marathon. And thank God that Rich Hamlin made his surgery in his great health. So good night, everybody.